Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Nick and Cecil. Here's former Bronco Nick Ferguson and DenverFan.com's Cecil Lenn.
I'm so excited to talk to our next guest. So let's go out to the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline and bring in Emma Coburn, CU Buff alum and three-time Olympian. You can follow her at Emma J. Coburn on Twitter. Emma, it's amazing for me to talk to you because I'm very intrigued by your sport and what you were able to do a couple of days ago. And let me start off by listing off some of your accomplishments. All-American career at Colorado, the first woman to win the world championship in the 300-meter steeplechase in 2017. You three-time qualified for the Olympics, and you shattered your original record by 8 seconds. When you hear those types of accomplishments mentioned with your name, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
I'm just really proud that I'm able to get all that done. I work hard, and so whenever I can have, you know, the results on the track, I have a lot of pride in that. And qualifying for my third Olympic team is really special, and I never really saw this for myself when I was a kid growing up in Colorado, so this is pretty cool that this is now my job.
Well, you know what? It is extraordinary. You call it your job, and, you know, all of us in Colorado are proud of you and everything that you accomplished, but take us back and describe what it was like for you after you have been training for months and then you find out that the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo was going to be canceled. How did that change your training, and how did that change your approach to the sport?
It was definitely an adjustment. I think everyone kind of just took a step back and kind of reevaluate how their training was going to look. But I wasn't too down in the dumps. I had a lot of trust and faith that I was going to get it done whenever I got a chance to run the Olympics. So I just kind of took a step back, readjusted my training a bit, and just got, you know, back to work. I trained really hard last year so that I'd be ready for this year, and it paid off.
Well, we're talking to three-time Olympian and CU alum Emma Coburn, and every athlete lives to compete, but it takes a team to make that success a reality. Let's talk about the team that you have around you, your dad, your mom, and your sister, and your husband. You know, how have they impacted you to this point, to getting you to your third Olympics?
I was really lucky, actually. Because of COVID, I moved home for basically all of 2020. I grew up in Crested Butte, Colorado, so I was able to live with my parents and spend so much time with them. My mom spoils me and cooks great meals. My dad comes to the track and times my workout. So it was just a flashback to high school days, and I loved it. My husband is my coach, and he does a great job, and we started dating in high school too, so we've just we got back to some of our roots and really enjoyed ourselves. And then my sister is my best friend, so getting having my whole family and my group of friends here in Oregon while I qualified for the Olympic team was really special. It's just always fun to celebrate when there's people who have been with you since the beginning.
Well, Emma, that's something that's very interesting because it's seldom that, you know, you usually work with your spouse, but when it comes to athletics, that never happens. So what is that dynamic like for both you and your husband as far as the training aspect of it? And how do you guys separate, you know, just the husband and wife part from the athletic part?
Yeah, I get asked this a lot because I think for a lot of couples it wouldn't really work. But I think since Joe, my husband, and I, we've been together since high school. And so we just know each other so well. And I think because we grew from being teenagers into adults together, we kind of helped shape who each other are. And so we have a lot of patience for each other. We have a lot of trust in one another. And so it's pretty seamless and it works really well. Neither of us are very emotional people, so we can really just stay relaxed and we laugh a lot and have a good time, but we know how to work hard. So it really comes naturally to us. We don't have to try too hard to make it a smooth ride. It just clicks.
We're talking to three-time Olympian Emma Coburn. And Emma, I was reading somewhere that you raised money to help Colorado African American high school students attend college. What was the kind of the driving force behind that idea?
Last summer, obviously, with all the social justice movements happening in the U.S., it felt like a really important time to contribute to the communities that needed it and to the people that were fighting for equality and justice. And so me and my teammates, we ran a race that fundraised for the Sachs Foundation, and we donated $30,000 to the Sachs Foundation last year, which they give college scholarships to African American students in Colorado. And yeah, we're really proud of that, and we hopefully helped a lot of kids out, and it felt great to just contribute and give back to such an important cause.
Well, see, that is amazing, and I hope that, you know, our listeners hear that, and it inspires them to go out and do more for the community. And I know that you are a Denver Broncos fan, and I would be remiss if I did not ask this question. There's been a lot of talk about one Aaron Rodgers coming to the Denver Broncos. What do you think that would mean for your hometown team, my hometown team in Broncos country, if they were able to acquire a guy like Aaron Rodgers?
I love Aaron Rodgers. My husband's originally from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Before he moved to Colorado in high school, he's from Wisconsin. So he is a Packers fan. And so I've been an Aaron Rodgers fan for 13 years now. And so if he were to come to Denver, I think my husband would be a little, you know, heartbroken that Rodgers is no longer a Packer. But I think it would be a big time win for all Broncos fans. And even, you know, within my household, I think my husband would be able to accept that. And he's, you know, MVP. It'd be epic if we could just have him and be a great guy to root for. And I would love it.
Well, I mean, I am definitely rooting for it. My co-host Cecil Lamb, he said that if Aaron Rodgers were in fact to come here, he was going to purchase authentic jerseys for me and my producers. So I have my fingers crossed for so many reasons as to why I want Aaron Rodgers to actually come here. But
exactly.
When we look at your third, you making qualifying for your third Olympics, I mean, mentally, what does that do for you? Because that's a long overhaul. I mean, every 4 years, the Olympics come around. How did you kind of keep yourself grooved in and prepared, you know, for everything that you had to deal with?
Within track and field, we have a world championship every other year. So from since the Rio Olympics, I've actually had two world championships that I've been training for and working for, and I won gold at one and silver in another. So I honestly, I've had enough high-level races in between the Rio Olympics and the Tokyo Olympics to keep me sharp and keep me focused and ready. But I'm super glad Tokyo is here, and I just can't wait to go race there in a month.
Well, you know, I am proud of everything that you accomplished. I know the state of Colorado, they're definitely proud of you as well. We wish you, you know, so much luck. But before I let you go, I want you to tell me something. When we look at other sports, I mean, those sports are being propped up in a national spotlight. But we don't often hear about the steeplechase. What's the future of the sport, and what can we do from a broadcast standpoint to help shine a light on the sport itself?
Track and field is an incredible sport. Running is so popular, and everyone, you know, so many people run recreationally. And so I think to support, tune into NBC and watch the Olympics, tune into track, follow the track and field athletes, specifically in the steeplechase. I won a bronze medal in Rio, and I'm trying to win another medal here in Tokyo. So just follow us on social media, watch us on TV, and just give us support where you can.
Well, Emma, it's been great talking to you. I wish you nothing but the best. On behalf of the Nick and Cecil Show, congratulations on all your success and best wishes in Tokyo. But more importantly, please give our best to your family and your mom.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's so sweet.
No problem. I know family means a lot to us. We never achieve the success that we have as athletes without our families, but I want you to do that and pass that message along to your mom for us.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I will. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Emma. Emma Coburn. You can follow her on Twitter at Emma J. Coburn and follow her path in the Tokyo Olympics. Three-time Olympian and five-time All-American at CU. Extraordinary story. We'll be watching to see what happens, and hopefully she can bring home the gold back here to the state of Colorado.